The oldest and largest railway yard in Prague is soon to disappear. It will be replaced by a modern development with shops, apartments, offices and all kinds of other facilities as investors are ready to pour money into the area. In this edition of Spotlight, we look at the past and the future of the Bubny railway yard in Prague. The river Vltava makes a big curve in Prague. After passing through the historic center below Prague Castle and under Charles Bridge, the river turns 180 degrees to flow further to the west. The part of Prague surrounded by water on three sides is known as Holešovice and Bubny. What today is one of Prague's upmarket chic areas must have been a bucolic idyll some 200 years ago, as old maps only show meadows and scattered farms and cottages. But then the first train arrived. The first train arrived in Prague in 1845 at the newly constructed station known as Masaryk Station since 1919. The line was built by the State Austrian Railway Company and stretched from Vienna to Dresden. Bohemian entrepreneurs embraced the new invention and small local and industrial railway lines were soon built around the country's industrial centers. The area of Holešovice and Bubny were ideal to host a major railway junction as it is close to the center and the land there was cheap. Miroslav Kund works at the National Archives in Prague.
The first train went through Prague-Bubny in 1850. It was a train of the Northern Railways of the Austrian Empire, and it went from today's Masaryk station in Prague to Děčín and further on to Dresden in Saxony. At that time, there was no actual train station here. That was built later by a coal railway company that also started transporting people to Prague. The main station building in Bubny was built in 1873.
By the end of the 1870s, a huge railway yard had already been built, dividing the area of the Holešovice Peninsula into two parts, one closer to the river, the other close to Letná and the Prague Castle area. Miroslav Kun says the size of the facility was impressive.
V Bubnech začaly práce v srpnu 1871.
Work in Bubny began in August 1871 and progressed very fast with material from recently demolished Prague city walls. The whole station was built on three levels. One of them featured the train station proper, which was originally conceived as a service station and not for passenger transport. It had an office building with flats, a warehouse. The next level had large railway workshops and the third level featured an engine house that could service up to 16 locomotives.
16 lokomotiv tam bylo možné uložit.
The railway yard was used until the 1970s, although its finest hour came right after the Second World War, when more than 1,000 workers were renovating Czechoslovak Railway's locomotives and carriages damaged in the war. Soon after that, plans were designed to convert the area, by then practically in the city center, into a new development, but it wasn't until 2 years ago that Czech Railways sold the whole 25-hectare area to a developer for 1.1 billion crowns, or nearly $67 million. The Prague-based Orko Property Group, a real estate tycoon on the markets of Central and Eastern Europe, has impressive plans with the area that match the long-gone fame of the biggest railway hub in Prague. Nick Waring is the head of the Prague-Bubny development project.
In Holešovice, it's a mixed-use development, so it's basically a city within a city. We have 600,000 square metres of office, we have retail, residential, universities, a hospital or a medical facility, hotels and leisure facilities. The future proposal is to actually have the railway station integrated within the retail development at the south end of the site, which also links in with the metro.
The company is ready to spend 72 billion crowns, or more than $4.3 billion, on the project, and will have to sell many of its assets to be able to afford such an investment. The development should also connect the two parts of Holešovice.
What we've done is we've got a transport solution which has been developed by a company called Systematica. It's supposed to be one of the best transport companies in the world. They're supported strongly by CMA. And their subconsultants. The idea is to disperse the traffic as much as possible away from the site, but also to integrate the east and the west of the current railway sidings. So basically linking the east and the west of Holešovice together, which is clearly, there's a scar running through the middle of that area at the moment.
The defunct railway yard, however, still features seven original buildings, including the main station building and a period water tower. Seven objects were listed as protected monuments in 2006, but the protection of five of them has recently been lifted, as the culture ministry decided that their historical value was not very high. Michal Zlámaný from the Research Center for Industrial Heritage at the Czech Technical University in Prague says he's skeptical about the preservation of those monuments, but he hopes that the developer might understand what their value is and keep them.
The demolition would not be necessary even if the protection from the National Heritage Institute was removed, as there are values which are, I hope, understandable also for investors and developers. The value in those houses is, as in general in railway heritage, as those monuments are showing the part of the industrialization of the process which changed the way we are living now in last, let's say, 200 years. And railway industry and the lines itself are the important part of the industrial revolution.
When asked about the fate of the original service buildings within the Bubny railway yard, the project's manager Nick Waring of Orco was not very clear about their plans.
We're hoping to integrate as much as we can of those buildings within the design. There's actually one building in particular that we will definitely integrate, and that's the water tower. We're thinking of using that as like the estate management office or integrating it within the performing arts facility.
Architect Martin Krise, a member of the preservationist association Club for Old Prague, believes that the Bubny project might help the rest of Prague in that it will take away some of the pressure on developments in other historically more valuable areas.
Prague center part is occupied by the Prague reservation. This is several medieval towns united in the Prague center, and some business and some demands of more space must be fulfilled in the other place than in the historical city. So Prague, Bubny, or this area, is a big promise for Prague to put new development in Prague and not bother too much the historical core of Prague.
One such generous project, the huge Palladium shopping mall, which was built inside former barracks in the city center, is complaining about lack of customers. Mr. Carissa also points out that the developer must make sure that the project will not become just a dead mass of glass and steel. The developers assure, however, that the Bubny project will be so amazing that no such thing can happen there. The development in Prague Bubny will begin in 2010 and is expected to be completed 8 years later.